Ladies and gentlemen, get ready for the boom.
Greetings, Hawkeye Marching Band alumni. Welcome to a very special episode of the Down and Out Podcast. We will soon be taking you to the University of Iowa Fieldhouse, the historic University of Iowa Fieldhouse, that is, at homecoming, where over the past weekend, we recorded our episode live in front of a studio audience, and that was during the pregame tailgate. It was really great experience, fun experiment, and we were really delighted to hear the stories and see so many of you. The entire homecoming weekend, you know, celebrating our 50th anniversary of the Alumni Marching Band was absolutely fantastic as we celebrated a very big milestone for us with the biggest alumni band in our 50 years, accompanied by the biggest Hawkeye marching band in recent history, and putting us all together on the field to play part of the fight song and to play the alma maters. I mean, all kinds of fun stuff from Thursday all the way through to Saturday. So, Tim, how did you like homecoming?
It was fantastic. It's always great to get back. You know, we had that Thursday night reception. Dr. Morgan Jones was there to talk. It was great to have him back for his 50th anniversary. We had the wonderful slideshow. We had just people talking with each other. We had 50 years of HMB pint glasses we got that night for those that went. How was your time at the reception? How was Dr. Jones's speech?
I loved his speech. It was really great to sit and talk to him for a few minutes. I don't think I had seen him in over 25 years. And so great to see that it looks like he's doing well. Very grateful to Reese and his family for bringing Dr. Jones back to Iowa City and back home to the University of Iowa. That was absolutely spectacular. Love the artifacts that the music library put out that they had of us. It was also great to see all of the stuff that the family of Jared Hills brought to commemorate his legacy with the Hawkeye Marching Band and the Alumni Band. We were very, very sad that he passed away earlier this year. This is the first alumni band he's missed. So, you know, a bittersweet moment to get to see the different pieces of his legacy. But yeah, the pint glasses were pretty cool. The program overall was really cool. A crowded house in Boxman Hall. And then Friday with parade was absolutely a wonderful, wonderful experience. Such a large group that was out doing that. I can't speak to the book clubs. I decided that after the parade and the picnic were over, the picnic that had 50th anniversary branded cookies, let's say.
That's true.
But being able to do all the stuff on Saturday, being back on the field in Kinnick, you know, the pregame tailgate, everything we got to do in terms of recording our podcast there, the game, you know, Hawks got the win. All in all, a great, great weekend. It was wonderful. So yeah, overall, it was a great weekend. You know, it wonderful to celebrate our big milestone. Always sad to see it come to an end because it's like we just get going on it and all of a sudden it's over.
Yeah.
And everybody's going back home, going back their separate ways until probably next year.
Yep.
So
how many people did we have at the parade? It was 250, 300?
I think we had over 300.
Oh my gosh.
So, I mean, everything was really the biggest we had had yet.
Yes.
You know, grateful to the athletics department to let us boost our numbers this year. That was absolutely fantastic. They were willing to do that for us.
Yes.
There are a lot of people to thank for just an incredibly wonderful weekend. UI Center for Advancement always hits a home run, taking good care of us. From there, we've got an amazing alumni band board that just continues to work their butts off, our butts off, because this is something really important to all of us to bring the alumni band together, to connect us with the Hawkeye Marching Band. So a lot of people that we're grateful for. Carter, we're thankful to Carter and his work as our sound engineer.
Yes, Carter Brogit from Coe College, the director up there of technologies. He did a fabulous job getting us set up and sounding good.
He did a fantastic job getting things together for us, and grateful to him for that. Grateful to everybody that came back. I mean, this, again, there were people I hadn't seen in some cases 25 to 35 years ago. Mm-hmm. I'm going to call out a name, Joe Aguiar. Joe and Jeff Sybil were roommates in Hillcrest during the 85, 86 year when I was a freshman living across the hall. And I don't know that I had seen Joe in 35 years. So very pleasant surprise. It was great to see him. So many others that I haven't seen in a long time. I got to at least talk to for a few minutes during the course of the week. And I'm sure, Tim, you had the same thing with a lot of people that you got to see.
Absolutely. For pregame, we had 350 alumni on the field, then 270 HMB.
270 marching Hawkeyes.
So over 600 folks on the field for pregame. Holy cow. And the Super Hawk formation looked fantastic.
And let's take that a step further. Not only 620 on the field playing the alma mater, but before we all took the field, in the tunnel, 620 yes. voices singing the alma mater, which is an incredible. I mean, even when we've had our lower numbers and our set numbers, is in and of itself an experience. But that many voices in four-part harmony, because you could listening to the recording later or listening to the video on Facebook,
yep.
It was on an entirely different level. Mm-hmm. Everything this time around was on just such an entirely different level.
Yeah, and all those videos can be found on social media. If you go to Facebook, you look up University of Iowa Alumni Band, you can find the singing under the tunnel. You can find the slideshow. You can find the Dr. Morgan Jones speech. You can find several fantastic updates from Craig Brown, letting us know what's going on. Video of the pregame performance. Like, there's videos abound on social media.
And Craig did several videos on Legacy Hawks.
That too, so yeah.
Band alumni who have kids in the Hawkeye Marching Band now, which is was a pretty cool segment as well. So be sure to check that out.
Yes. Friday night was fantastic. After the parade, we had the picnic. Thank you once again to Laura Sievert for getting that started. And for how much pork shoulder did she smoke over the course of the last couple weeks?
I can't remember, but it was a lot.
It was dozens of pounds to feed. We were supposed to have like 200 people there or something like that for the dinner, for the picnic.
And yeah, I think we did have about 200.
Absolutely fantastic.
Moving in and through, because several were headed to the various chapters of the book club.
Yes.
Like that, chapters of book club.
Indeed. I see what you did there. We had the one chapter out of the IRL led by Steve Jepson. Heard we had a good crew out there. Heard from a friend of mine who was not in the HMB, but just happened to be at the IRL, that they sounded fabulous. We had the downtown book club that rocked as usual. We started at the Deadwood, and as always, so grateful to the downtown book club. Love making music with you. Love working with you. Spread and go Hawks cheer. I know all the Iowa fans do too that are downtown. It's a great time. Excellent. Well, folks, we have coming up next the live before a studio audience recording. It's going to be so great. We're going to be live from the field house. We're going to love sharing your stories. That's coming up next. John, you got anything else you want to say?
All I got to say is, without further ado, let's go down and off. Into our first segment of this special edition of Down and Off, and this is where we really wing it, so this is where we really need everybody's help. For our next segment, I want you to think about road trip memories, especially maybe the ones that didn't quite go according to plan. So please be thinking of those. We need you to come up and be a part of this. It's going to be a lot of fun. In the meantime, however, we have an alum here, Neil Ferguson. Neil graduated in 1975. He actually has information on how the alumni band started 50 years ago. So what we're going to do is I'm going to turn the mic over to Neil and have him share with us some of those memories of the early origins. Hey, Neil, thanks for doing this. Appreciate it.
Well, you're quite welcome. Now, I cannot take credit for any of this because a former classmate of mine, Larry Bobey, wrote a really nice article about how the alumni band got started and includes some of the early contributors, Larry Fountain, Al Hunziker, all the guys that helped get the idea started, and they actually presented it to Tom Davis in about 1970. But he was too busy directing the whole band thing and did not have enough bandwidth to do the alumni band. So they waited and they waited. And finally, when the control of the marching band was passed to Dr. Morgan Jones, he had a little more bandwidth because all he was doing was teaching percussion. So that's when it first started. In my recollection, the first alumni band was about 15 or 20 guys on the back of a flatbed truck towed behind a pickup.
Oh, my gosh.
And that's what he's going to talk about it in his article, which I've emailed a copy of the article to John. So if anybody wants to read the whole thing, I'm not going to do that here. But if anybody wants to read the whole thing, they could possibly do that. See me or John. Now, if you do a web search on the history of the band, you're not going to find much. So when some of the Big Ten schools, though, had started alumni bands, and they had been going on for a while, and they approached Tom to be the director of an alumni band association. And so, again, he was too busy to do it. Al Hunziker, who was a tenor drummer from Iowa City, and Larry Fountain, an alto saxophonist from West Branch, both remained in Iowa City after their graduations and stayed in touch with their former director. And they were the ones who advocated early and often vociferously for the formation of the alumni band in 1972. So, there's a very important difference in the organization of the earlier years from what it is now. The alumni band was basically an ad hoc organization. There was no official sponsorship or involvement with the alumni association. So they leaned heavily on the contacts that they developed and passed around the word so that the colleagues and the other members of the School of Music would get excited and come join in to the celebration. Now, I do not have in here the information on when the actual first year was that we took the field and actually did help with pregame. I'm guessing it was about 1975, because by the time I was in the grad staff in 76, we were participating on the field. But in the early days, it was mostly just the parade and the book club after the parade.
Yes.
So the bottom line is, we started early. It was kind of disorganized at first, but we had all this spirit, because I would come back for this just about every year. This is my hometown. We have lots and lots of people who come in from all over the country to do this. And it just makes me really glad to see everybody, to be a part of it. And gosh, I hope I'm here for another 10 years.
All right. Hey, everybody, let's hear it for Neil Ferguson. Neil, thank you for sharing that. It was cool to hear about the origins about the alumni band.
All right, folks, so our next segment is going to be about memorable band trips, road trips. Could be good memorable, could be bad memorable, but we want to hear your stories. So come on up. We'll come back with that in just a second. But as we go to break, I do want to note for the listeners at home, we have our food line in front of us. Yep. We've got some notable alums here. I see Al Greener's gone through. We've got fearless leader Jeff Sebel. I see Steve Sunshine Weeks here with the lovely Iowa jacket. I saw Danielle Paulson earlier with the lucky feather in her cap. I see Andy Houck down the way. We got some drum majors in the house, Isaac mm-hmm. Anderson.
Yep. Yeah, we have a lot of folks here.
So we'll be back with more Down and Off.
All right, folks. I know this room has got stories. I want to hear about road trips. Don't be afraid. It's okay. We keep telling y'all the statute of limitations has run out. You're not going to get in any trouble.
And honestly, I...
Okay. Hang on. We're going to go back. We'll get back on live in just a minute. All right. So we're going to get ready to record again. So come on. We want to get a couple of you up here. We have one already. Let's get one or two more up here to talk about road trips or favorite shows or whatever. So you got just a few seconds.
All right. Well, we have our first story here. If you could please tell us your name, when you're in the band, what you play, and talk nice and close to the mic so we can pick you up.
Cool. Okay. My name is Jack Emptage. I'm a baritone player, class of 2020, and my favorite HMB memory would have to be the Holiday Bowl trip. It was a great time. We had just about everything. We had Battle of the Bands. We were obviously better than USC. We got to meet number 74, Tristan Wirfs, who is now on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. We had Hawkeye Huddle. Well, some of us got to tour the USS Midway Museum before the game. But the best part of all was bringing our favorite HMB halftime show, HMB TV, to the field during halftime. And going home with a Hawkeye victory, 49-24. Or go Hawks!
That was the best part, was the 49-24 beatdown of the USC Trojans.
Would like to point out that we are the last Big Ten team to have a victory over the USC Trojans before they join the Big Ten.
I'm sure they're going to be really excited about joining the Big Ten next year, right now.
Who's got a story to tell? Good road trip story, bad road trip story, who's got a story?
I got to think that people in the trombone section have got stories. I'm looking at you, trombones. Come on.
John, we've got one.
All right.
Marching in the Mud. If you could, please give us your name, what you played, when you graduated, and tell us your story.
Well, I'm Jim Kroshek. Play clarinet. And let's see, I graduated in 64. But I only was in the band for 3 years because of conflicts with classes. That was back in the bad old days when it was all male. It was an alternative to ROTC, which was required. So I took the alternative. And it, being all male, they wanted to make sure that we looked like we were really hardy stock. So it was high-stepping all the way. And we went up to Minnesota for our trip. That particular time, Minnesota still had real turf outside, and it had been played on and practiced on for a while. It was like a wallow out there. By the time we got on the field, you really couldn't find any yard lines. It was all swamp. And with the high step, every time your foot came down, you had mud and water that was splashing about as high as your thigh. So by the time we got out of there, first of all, we were soaked. Our shoes were full of water, and you didn't really care. You just kept pounding it as hard as you could just to make sure that you got good good display of splatter coming off of it. Washing the clothes afterwards was an interesting treat. I took it home for my mom to take care of laundering. That's it.
Thank you, James. Appreciate your story. Thank you.
You know, for those of you who don't know, Tim is an educator, so Tim knows how to call on people if we don't get volunteers.
All right, so we've got a story here. Please give us your name, year you graduated, instrument. Tell us your story.
Dan Sorcy, clarinet, 2005. Eddie Robinson kickoff classic, 2000, Kansas City. One of the bus drivers stayed up partying with the band tonight, ended up in the pool, fully clothed, was terminated on the spot. We had to cram into one fewer bus for the drive back to Iowa City. Yeah.
You know what I remember about that game? I wasn't in the band at that point. It was like, what, 188 degrees that day, too, at Arrowhead? See, what you're finding out is it's really not that hard to share with us.
My name's Gabe.
I graduated in 2019. I'm baritone. And I missed the bowl trip my first year in the band because I slept through my alarms. And when I woke up, I texted my friends, and the plane door closed, and they're like laughing at me. It was the Pinstripe Bowl.
Excellent. Thank you, thank you.
All right, new topic. We would like to hear from you about your favorite halftime show or favorite particular song that you liked while you played in the HMB. So Tim's going to come out. He's going to look for you. Come on. Favorite show, favorite song? I think one of my favorite ones was the 86 Rose Bowl when you opened with Lucretia McEvil and closed with St. Elmo's Fire. Anybody out there that did the 86 Rose Bowl? Oh, we heard another one, 1989, and also at the 91 Rose Bowl, the show with Battle Hymn and the Republic and the 1812 Overture.
All right, folks, what are your favorite shows? Do we have any 08 folks out here? Remember the Earth, Wind, and Fire show? Hey, give us your name, when you're in the band, what you play, and your favorite song show.
Martin Coon's Piccolo, 98 to 2003. I think it was 2000, but the MTV show. Laura has talked about the Thriller, the first time that we played it. And we hit the da-da, da-da-da, and everyone cheered. It was, that happened. That was the greatest show that I've had.
Excellent. Thank you. All right, if you could please give us your name, your year, your instrument. Tell us your favorite song or show.
Amber Foster. I graduated in 2012, trombone, and I really like the Lady Gaga show.
What'd you like about the Lady Gaga show?
He left it behind.
I don't know. I just really like Lady Gaga music. So, the dance and everything, that was really fun, too.
Thank you, Amber. Shout out to Chelsea Russell, for choreographing that Lady Gaga dance that we did out there. Very fun.
Journey? Awesome.
All right, so folks, here we have the famous Brett Barker of many years in the HMB, current mayor of Nevada. Brett Barker, tell us what you played when you were in the band and what your favorite show was.
I played alto sax in the band from 02 to 08, and my favorite halftime show, I would say, is probably the Journey show we did. Took it to the University of Illinois and did it quite a few times that year. It was a fun show.
What songs did you play?
Any Way You Want It, Separate Ways, and Don't Stop Believing. Yep.
Excellent. Thank you, Brett. I know Separate Ways has become popular with the Pep Band, right? We got some Separate Ways lovers out here. Excellent. Excellent.
Tim, what do you think? We want to do one more from that topic and then before we move on?
Okay, what am I supposed to say? All right, I'm Joanne from the 80s. I was a flag. I want to hear Jesus Christ Superstar, St. Elmo's Fire, and Pinball Wizard.
Excellent. Thank you, Joanne.
That you can now tell us, and we know that you all have your reasons for doing it. Why do you come back to Alumni Band every year? I mean, there are 340, 350 of us, maybe even a little bit more. We're about to be on the field with the Hawkeye Marching Band for a 620-piece band. So talk to us about why do you come back for Alumni Band? Anybody that wants to talk for just a second or two about why do you come back for Alumni Band every year? I mean, look how many of us there are. There are a lot of us. This band gets bigger and bigger and more fun and just spans the decades from, the 50s and 60s all the way to 20. We have somebody who graduated in May of this year that's in the band this year. So go up to Tim or Tim, find some folks that will talk a little bit about why do you come back? Why is Alumni Band important to you?
So Kelsey Kaufman here, you and I marched together in the band. you did a great job networking and organizing this year, trying to get some people to come back. Can you tell us why you came back, who you brought, and why you came back?
Hi, everybody. I'm Kelsey. I graduated in 2013, 2014. I play the trumpet, as do half of the alumni band here today. Go Hawks. And this is my first alumni band back, and I just didn't want to be lonely. So I texted everybody and told them to show up, and I got about five-ish people to come from across the country.
Shout-outs. Who'd you bring?
Brought Ben Ungs, trombone. Talked to Mike Kiefer and Dave Kincannon, trumpet and Susie, respectively. We've got Mary Edwards on trumpet. But not Dan Edwards on not trombone. and we've got some other folks around, but it's super cool to see everybody, super cool to reminisce on debauchery, and it's been a fun time.
Absolutely. Awesome. Thank you, Kelsey.
Hey, Tim. Why don't you share why you come back to Alumni Band every year?
I love it. The HMB gave me a voice. Marching Band in general gave me a voice. I enjoy being silly. I enjoy being enthusiastic, and I was able to do both those things in the HMB and Excel. It was great to come back and share and make cheer and get the crowd going. There's no better place on earth than in Kinnick Stadium or in Carver Hawkeye Arena, making noise and cheering on the Hawkeyes. That's why I come back every year. All right. We got another one. Tell us your name, your instrument, when you graduated, and why you come back.
Mark Guess, 1979, clarinet. I come back to see my friends, what's left of them.
Excellent. Thank you, Mark.
My name is Maddie. I'm an alto saxophone graduate, May 2023. First alumni band. It's insane to be back here. The feeling that you get right when you're taking back the field is unlike any other. I came back because I miss it, and I miss the people that I'm with, and this is such an amazing organization, so I wanted to be a part of it.
Thank you, Maddie.
I think we got time for one or two more. While Tim is scouring the crowd for those last story or two, this is the last call for the pink wristbands. If you did not get your pink wristband, you have to have this to get into Kinnick Stadium. So come up to the table. We will get you your pink wristband, but this is your last call.
Hi, I'm Chris Hale. I was in the band back in the 80s. I graduated in 85. I come back every year because of this group of people that I'm with, some of the best friends in the world that I made while I was in marching band, and we come from all over the place to see each other at least once a year.
Thank you so much, Chris the clarinet. Appreciate you.
Right on. Hey, I'm Ben Palazzolo. I graduated in 2018, and I come back to see old friends. There you
go. Thank you, Ben.
We're probably at the point, Tim, where we need to have you come back to the table and kind of wrap this segment up. I'll tell you why I come back as often as I can. It's not only because I get to see a bunch of my friends from my period of time in the mid to late 80s, but over the years that I've done alumni band, it has been great getting to meet and get to know people from both before the time I was here and after the time I was here. And we can share each other's stories and talk about how things have changed and how things have stayed the same over the years and decades, and that truly makes it more and more fun each year. So it's something that is truly a privilege and pleasure, I think, for a lot of us. And I think we've all learned over the years that the marching band is family, and it's from the junior band all the way up through the alumni band. What do you think, Tim?
Absolutely. I think that sounded like the most common answer, even from the folks who weren't willing to put it on the microphone. The most common thing I heard out there was, I come back for the people. I come back for the family.
All right. We're going to wrap up this segment. We're about to close out this episode. So give us one moment to reset, and we'll be back to wrap things up. You're listening to Down and Off.
All right, folks. Wow, this has been a lot of fun. It's great to hear all these stories and hear from all of you. And thank you for giving us your time to do this episode of Down and Off in front of the alumni band family. John, any closing thoughts on what we've heard before we go and take back the field?
You know, there are a lot of things that I've heard on and off mic, even though we said the statute of limitations had run out on about 98% of the stories that y'all have. But just to hear everybody talking, I mean, there's been a lot of great conversations throughout the weekend, from Thursday's reception to the parade yesterday to game day. It has just been an incredible 50th anniversary for this group. For many of us, we were so happy to see Dr. Morgan Jones earlier this week, and he's going to be at the game today. So we're very excited about that. And just to continue to hear kind of the theme we've had over the last 3+ years about how band is family. How about you, Tim?
We so appreciate you giving us some of your time here. It's been great to walk amongst you, hear your stories. This is what makes alumni band great. And current band members, if you're listening, and alumni, if you're listening, you haven't come back yet. What's so special about alumni band is being able to hear the stories from different generations, talk about how traditions have changed. I was just talking with a couple recent alums about how the series has changed, about how traditions with the unofficial book club have changed over the years. It's fun to connect with generations and see that, as we talked about before, we are all a part of this Hawkeye Marching Band family, this larger family. Now, folks, we are going to wrap up here. A reminder to subscribe, check out Down and Off in the future, and please feel free to reach out with recommendations and ideas. John, if the people want to join in on the fun for future episodes, where should they go?
Well, you know, you can find the podcast itself, or our social media channels at Facebook. We're on X, the social media channel formerly known as Twitter, and that's at Down and Off Pod. You can email us with guest and topic ideas or general feedback at iowaalumniband@gmail.com. We would love to hear from you. You can follow and subscribe to Down and Off on Spotify, Apple, iHeartRadio, pretty much about anywhere where you can get podcasts. And just a special thanks to all of you. Special thanks to the Alumni Band Board for putting up with us, giving this a try and this experiment. And the folks at the U of I Center for Advancement for all that they do for the alumni band every year.
Well, thanks once again, everyone in the Iowa Fieldhouse, for being part of this very special episode of Down and Off. And continue to listen to our monthly shenanigans. We'll be back in November with a new episode and back in our regional offices in Norwalk and Sauk Rapids. But until then, he is John Brown. I am Tim Clay on Iowa.
Wait a minute. I'm going to do one last thing. Hey, I need everybody's attention. Hey, everybody, hang on a second. Give me your attention because I got 3 questions for you before we end this episode. Are you Hawks?
Yeah.
Are you Hawks?
Yeah.
Are you Hawks?
Yeah.
Go Hawkeyes. Thanks for being a part of this.